Hello there. Welcome to the Expressive Mom Show. Miriam Slosberg here with you, and it's always so wonderful to have you along. And today, we're going to be talking about what it is like to be a mompreneur. Yes. And today's guest, her name is Desiree Wolf, and she's an extremely motivated entrepreneur in the marketing world. She has a knack for pairing up two people that need each other, sort of like the matchmaker for professionals. She always has the resources to help out fellow entrepreneurs, and she's got two young kids. She's extremely involved in family activities and is constantly striving to keep the balance of a professional career in a very fast-paced industry and happy home front. So Desiree broke away from the corporate world and is now the CEO of Desiree Marketing, and she's highly focused on helping speakers, authors, and coaches build their business through marketing, public relations, and product launch campaigns, management, and coaching. And you know what? She is definitely one of a kind. She's got her pink hair. She's showing off tattoos and piercings, and it's Desiree's mission to crack the molds of professionalism and teach others that it's not only perfectly acceptable, but highly encouraged to let their personality shine. And today we're going to be talking about the life of a mompreneur, because that's exactly what she is. She is managing her business and a family and raising kids in a home, and we're going to find out exactly how she is doing it and is able to stay very successful with it. So I'd love to welcome Desiree Wolf. Hello, Desiree.
Hi, Miriam. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to have you here, and I've interviewed you on my other show as well several times, so I'm really excited to be interviewing you on this show. So we're going to be talking about the life of a mompreneur. So I'd love to know exactly how you got into what you're doing and how you're able to do everything you're doing.
Oh, that's a great question. Some days I'd like to know how I get it all done. It's exciting because when you're in the corporate world and you're working 60 hours a week, the number one things you miss is your kids. So I love being able to have them close by. So that was really a huge mission of mine, was to be able to spend more time. You know, when I started my business, it was just my daughter, and now I've got the little guy running around. So one of the things that I learned very quickly was how to prioritize and still be flexible at the same time. So that was really a lesson learned. You know, I was probably sleeping maybe 3 hours a night trying to do it all, and then I finally realized, okay, I've got to learn how to balance some things here. So it was definitely a challenge, but I think I've got the knack pretty well down at this point, thanks to my lists and my routines every day.
Right, yeah. I mean, the thing is, you absolutely have to have your sleep, because you're not going to function if you're only getting 3 hours of sleep. You're just not going to function.
Yeah, 3 hours of sleep is fine for one night, but by day number three, I'm now turning into, you know, what my mom likes to call the mombie. You know, it's the zombie mom that's walking around, and we're either half asleep and don't understand anything anybody's saying to us, or we're just angry and yelling at everybody. So, yeah, it's crucial.
That's
you can't
not
spend too
exactly
much time burning the candle at both ends, that's for sure.
Oh, no, it's not. And that's the lesson, balance. Yes, balance. So that's the thing. You know, that's the other thing, too. I mean, if you're able to balance it, being a mompreneur is really the best of every kind of world, because you are home with your kids and yet you have your own business, you're making money, you don't have to worry about, you know, sending your kids off to daycare or worrying about having a trustworthy nanny or what have you. I mean, you're home with the kids. So, I mean, that's the thing. If you're able to prioritize, like, you're able to do it, like you said, then that's great. That's absolutely great.
Yeah, and the key is to understand there is no magic formula for balancing. You know, what works for me is not necessarily going to work for everybody else. There's no, you know, magic wand that we can wave and say, this is the exact schedule you have to follow, and this is how it's going to work for you, because it really does depend on, you know, the dynamics of your family and what kind of business you run and how many hours you want to work. So I really encourage, when I'm talking to other mompreneurs, I really encourage them to think about their business as a lifestyle business. How does your business fit into your lifestyle instead of it being the other way around? It's not
right,
how does, you know, it's not how does how does your life fit into your business? It's now when you're a mompreneur and you're working from home, it's really how does your business fit into your lifestyle?
Right. Well, that's the thing, lifestyle. How does it, that is actually the best question. You know what? And you know what? It's not for everybody either. It really isn't. I mean, it's the ideal thing, but it's not for everybody. I mean, sometimes some moms actually would prefer to work part-time and are okay with leaving the kids. Yeah.
Yeah. When my daughter was first born, I never thought that I would be working from home. Never. I loved working. I really enjoyed it. I loved the travel. I loved, you know, working with, you know, collaborating with a team in the office. I really saw myself as corporate mom. You know, I was that mom. You know, my daughter, you know, went to daycare a couple days a week and a couple of other days a week she was with family. So I really never pictured myself staying at home. And it wasn't until, you know, I had a job that I was actually unhappy in. And I realized this is not what I want to be doing anymore. You know, I miss my daughter. I'm missing important things that were happening in her life. So it really, you know, I really did have that shift. But I was definitely, you know, I was corporate businesswoman before I started my business. And I had no intention of ever changing that. So it's definitely not a lifestyle for everybody. And I think there comes different stages in your life when that might change, you know. So it is important to take a look at what do you want to spend your life doing and how it fits into your lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the thing. Because if you do end up getting into that, you know, you start a business just for the sake of it because, oh, it sounds like it's very convenient. I could be home with my kids and manage the home. But yet your heart's not really into it, then don't do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It has to be a business that you enjoy doing.
You
have clients that you enjoy working with. You know, that's the whole thing. Whether you sell, you know, coaching services or you sell a product, you have to work with the right audience, and they have to understand your lifestyle. I start every coaching call with, just to let you know, I have a 2-year-old that runs around, so I may have to put the call on hold or you may hear him crying in the background. And, you know, I preface that, and I only work with clients who understand that. And if they don't understand that, they're not the right client for me.
No, and that's absolutely right. And you know what? You are so right about, you know what? You got to find what you really love to do, what you really, really love to do. Don't just do something for the sake of working from home, or else, again, you're going to end up feeling drained and more unhappy and more stressed, and the balance is going to be even thrown out even more. I mean, that's
That's really true. Yeah, you have to, I mean, life's too short to work just for working. You have to really enjoy what you're doing, and it really makes it easier, you know, especially when you've got so many other priorities. When you work from home, you know, you've got the kids, and, you know, you're probably, you know, in charge of the meals, and you're still running a house and all of the stuff that goes with that job on top of it. So, you know, work a business that works around what you want to do and the lifestyle that you want to live. And it makes it so much easier to run your business.
Absolutely, 100%. Because you're wearing a million hats as it is, you know.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, let's not wear even more hats that we hate wearing, you know.
That's right. Because, you know, running the household and raising the kids, yeah, that's more than enough. So I think really the first thing that moms need to do is to really, really find out what they really want. They have to find out first what they really, really want. And, I mean, it's happened to me. I've flittered around for so long. Until now, I finally found what I enjoy doing. I mean, it does help that my kids are older now. But let me tell you, when my kids were really little, it was crazy. And I was getting involved in the wrong stuff. I was getting involved in, how dare I say it, multi-level marketing companies. But then, you know, no offense to anyone who's passionate about that, because that's, you know what, that's fine. It's right for them. It wasn't right for me.
And that's any business. And I mean, you know, the business that's right for you is not right for somebody else, you know. Not everybody wants to be a show host, or not everybody wants to be a graphic designer, or, you know. There's definitely the right business that's out there for people.
That's the thing, too. Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
And you may have to go through some of that. You may have to get into the wrong stuff before you find what you want. I mean, that's the thing. Sure, you're going to probably not end up making any money. You may end up losing money. Things may be even more stressful as a result. But the thing is, if you don't try it out, how are you going to know what you really want?
Exactly.
I mean,
I was actually just talking to a client this morning about that. We were talking about finding her ideal client, who she wants to work with. And she goes, gosh, that's really a tough question. I just don't know. I don't know who I want to work with. And I said, okay, here's a question that might be easier. Who don't you want to work with? And she went, oh, that's easy. And she named off, you know, five or six types of people she has no interest in working with. So sometimes you have to start with the, okay, well, I don't want to do that, to be able to figure out what it is that you do want to do.
Yeah. And if you're not sure, whether you want to work with a type of client or just a type of business or what have you, it is best to, you know what, try it.
Yeah.
Find out what you don't want, like you said. And then if you're not sure, if you want to dabble into it, then dabble into it and see what you think. I mean, you may end up loving it or you may end up hating it. I mean, that's the thing you're not going to know. Yeah.
And that's the amazing thing about being an entrepreneur. It's your business. Mm-hmm. You can decide the direction that you want to take it. If you if you don't want to do it at all, guess what? You don't have to.
No.
You answer to yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, too. And, I mean, I found the thing that works for me. I do, you know, my public relations, social media part-time, and I also do some telecommuting work for just a couple hours a day. And, you know, I mean, I like it. I like it. A lot of people would say, wow, how can you do that if you're not focused? Well, the thing is, I am focused because I'm able to section it. You know what I mean? So sometimes it's okay to do different things. But, I mean, that's a tricky one, too. I mean, it is kind of a tricky one because the thing is, if you end up doing a million different things, then you're not going to stay focused. But if you are okay with doing a few things and just stick with that, and just set a schedule. You know what? That's another thing. Setting schedules is very important.
Yes. I agree 100%. I live and die by my schedule. If it's not on the calendar, it's probably not going to happen. That's what we joke around about in my house.
Well, that's
I've got
true.
Reminders
that's
that go off on my phone. I've got the calendar on my desktop. You know, it's the routines. It's the routines and the schedule that keep me sane. I mean, I even have a reminder that goes off, you know, in the morning to remind me to go put in a load of laundry before the kids get off of school. You know, it's those little things that keep me on track and keep me from having that feeling of, oh, my gosh, what did I do today, you know, or what do I need to get done today, that kind of thing.
And that's a scary feeling. That's a terrible feeling. It's like, oh, my God, you know, I only did 2 out of 10 things I was supposed to do. Where did those other 10, what are those other 8 things go? What am I going to do now?
Yeah.
Now I've got
16
things to do tomorrow. You don't want that. So,
or it's,
yeah,
it's,
now
it's
that's
the last minute an emergencies that it's easier to plan for, or not easier to plan for. It's easier to handle a last minute emergency if you have the rest of your day, you know, under control. You know, I talk to a lot of the mompreneurs that I talk to. They're like, oh, well, I just wake up whenever the baby wakes up. And, you know, I just do this. And I'm thinking to myself, well, no wonder why you feel like you're all over the place. You don't set a time to wake up in the morning. You don't know when you're going here or there. You don't get dressed when you first wake up. So when somebody calls, you know, if a client called at 2 o'clock, you now become a chicken with your head cut off because you've got to take care of all this other stuff and where did the day go and nothing got done. And so I just, a big piece of advice that I always give is have some kind of routine or some kind of set schedule. That way you can prepare for the rest of the day if emergencies do happen or you need to make a shift or things like that. It's so imperative.
That's very true. That's actually a very good point because you don't want to fill up your whole day with all kinds of things to do. You got to make sure. And you know what? You need that time to rest, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I actually, you know, block out. There's times on my calendar that I have blocked out. I don't have anything there, but they're blocked out because then a client can't schedule anything there because then I kind of know, okay, well, that's either me time or that's time for me to catch up on a project or, you know, it's just kind of, I've allowed myself that extra block of time that I have nothing scheduled for that I can handle you know, overflow, or maybe I do need to pause what I'm doing and go throw in a load of laundry, or you know, some, go play with the kids at the park, or it's just time that I've made sure nothing gets scheduled right there. And that's been really helpful too.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. And you know what? Another thing too is delegate. Delegate.
Yes.
You have to. Yeah, and I mean that's the thing. Yeah, it's tougher for single moms. I understand that. It's tougher, and sometimes that's not realistic. But I think in most cases it can be done. So if you need help with the kids, you need help with something else, you need help with the laundry, what have you, have him do it.
Yeah, and it's so funny because one of the things that I do when I'm working with my mompreneur clients, I have them, you know, when they tell me, oh, I can't afford help, you know, I need to be working on my business, but I can't afford it, I have them map out, okay, well, how much time are you spending doing the things you think you can't afford to hire out? Maybe it's, you know, hiring a housekeeper once a month or even once every other month. And they'll tell me, oh, well, I spend, you know, 2 hours doing this. And I say, okay, well, if you weren't doing 2 hours a day doing laundry or cleaning bathrooms, if you spent that 2 hours a day working your business, do you think you could make, you know, $50? Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, what's it cost for a housekeeper? Oh, about $50. Okay, so look at it. Now you don't have to do laundry. You can get to work on your business, and you're making money at the same time that now pays for the housekeeper. And a lot of times they go, aha, you know. And so it's just really a matter of managing your tasks and knowing what's going to make you money and what you can delegate. And I'm a huge proponent of delegating what's not going to make you money. That's how I look at it when it comes to running a business. If doing the laundry isn't going to make you money, find somebody else to do it for you. If sending out emails isn't making you money, find somebody else to do it for you. Focus on money-making activities first when it comes to your business.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You're absolutely right. So you know what? That's the thing. You absolutely need to get others to pitch in and help you out. And if you're fortunate enough to have family that lives near you that is willing to help, sometimes you do have family that lives near you, but they don't want anything to do with you. That's unfortunate, and that is unfortunately some people's reality. But you know what? Just do what you can and delegate what you can with who you can. Maybe you have a trusted friend who's willing to help you out in some areas. I mean, that's the thing.
Sure.
You've got to reach out. You know, you've got to speak up and reach out. And because the thing is, if you're doing everything yourself, you're just not going to be able to do it. You're going to be resentful. You're not going to have any energy. It's not going to be pretty.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and as women, we like to think, well, we can do it all. You know, we've been told for years, we can do it all. We're amazing. We're women. And that's true. We are pretty darn amazing creatures. We can handle a lot, but we can't handle everything. You know, running a house in itself is a lot of work. Now, throw on, you know, a business venture on top of that, and you've got twice as much that you need to handle. And what's going to end up happening is it's all going to just keep piling up, and then one day you're just going to break. So and nobody wants to have that breakdown, you know, that mental moment where we're mom running around the house screaming at everybody and we cry and we just want to give up. Nobody wants that. So it's so much easier and better for you if you can raise your hand and say, hey, I need some help, you know, whether it's your spouse, whether it's family. You know, another thing that I found in some communities that's really awesome is mom groups that actually do babysitting swapping, you know. So you're it's no money out of pocket. You watch my kid one day, I'll watch your kid the other day, you know, and you both just swap your time, and now you can have a few days, you know, one day a week that you can work your business without any interruptions. And that's a great way to go, you know, especially like for single moms who, you know, don't have the, you know, any extra income, or maybe they don't have family nearby. That's a great alternative to be able to run your business. You know, work with other moms in your area who are in the same situation you are, who, you know, trying to get a business going, or they work from home too, and helping each other out one or two days a week might make the difference in feeling like you have a successful business.
That's absolutely true. That's actually absolutely an amazing suggestion. And you know what? you know, you have moms that have kids that are typically developing, and you have moms that have kids with special needs and extra needs. And you know what? There's help out there for them, too, so they can do the same stuff. And, I mean, that's the thing. I have one child that's typically developing, and I have one child that has some special needs. So I actually know how to find all the resources out there. I know who to reach out to when I need the help for, you know, for what I need. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
You need to know your situation. You need to understand your situation. And as a mom, you need to the right resources. Find the, you know, there's stuff out there. You just got to look, and you got to ask around, and you got to reach out, you know. And I think that's really what, you know, us moms need to do is just keep reaching out and asking more questions and finding out what's out there, because there is help out there. You just got to look for it.
Well, and the number one thing is you have to give yourself permission to ask for help. I think so. That's where so many moms mm-hmm. get caught up in, oh, you know, maybe they think they don't deserve help, or maybe they just don't know that it's there. So like you said, you know, ask around, ask questions. I got lucky enough that, you know, last year when I needed some babysitting help, a lady in one of the groups posted on there, hey, I'm looking, you know, to babysit 1 or 2 days a week. I've got a 2-year-old son. I went, I have a 2-year-old son and I need a babysitter. You know, so it's really just a matter of putting yourself out there and asking people around for suggestions, and you'll be surprised, you know, the response that you get. So first thing, give yourself permission to ask for help. It's okay. And it's highly suggested that you just raise your hand and say, hey, family, hey, friends, hey, community, I need a little help here. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not. I mean, that's the thing, too. So many moms are afraid to ask for help. I don't know. It's they think they're weak. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
You're not. You
no.
are not weak. No, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
The opposite. You go and you dig out there. You dig whatever information, resources you can up, because you absolutely need it for your sanity and to function. I mean, that's the fact. It's the truth. Otherwise,
yeah.
you're going to feel like a sacrificing martyr.
Yeah.
And that is not what – no woman, no one should ever be that way. Never.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's the
thing. Having a business should make you feel empowered, not struggling anymore.
Yeah.
And you should be proud of yourself that you're asking for help. It takes, you know, it's not a sign of weakness, and in fact, I think it's a sign of strength. It's saying,
hey,
my business is growing, and I have pride in growing my business. I need a little help. You know, whether it's help for your business, whether you want to hire a VA for an hour or two, or whether you want to hire a babysitter
yep.
or a housekeeper. It's, you know, there's nothing wrong with asking for help.
No, it's not. And
yeah.
unfortunately, we're almost out of time, Desiree, but I'd love to give you the opportunity to share whatever you are up to, and definitely tell people how to reach you.
Great. Well, I have I actually have a website that's geared all towards mompreneurs that I have been working on, and it's
mm-hmm.
mamaownedbusiness.com, and I've got a blog on there with some tips about working from home and how to market your business. And I've also recently put together a program that's called How to De-Junk Your Business, and it's how to get rid of the bull crap that's been holding you back. And that's mamaownedbusiness.com/junk. So that's a program that I've just recently launched.
Well, that's great. I think, you know what, we all need that, because we are filled to the rim with clutter. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, the program is designed for the mental clutter, for the physical clutter, for the clutter in
right.
your computer. You know, it helps you really just break down what's overwhelming you and how to get rid of it and how to determine where you want to be in your business.
Ah, the clutter in my computer. Thanks for the reminder. I just did it last week. It's time to do it again. My goodness.
Yes, I know. I have to set aside some time at least once a month to go in there and start cleaning stuff out. Okay, how many images do I need saved?
Oh, yes. Boy, don't I know that one. Yeah, and you know, a good strategy for that is once you know you don't need it anymore, get rid of it then, right then and there, you know.
Yeah.
That actually will save you so much. Yeah. All right, Desiree, so how can people reach you on social media?
They can find me on Facebook. That's where I hang out all the time. And my
mm-hmm.
page is facebook.com/DesireeMarketing.
Desiree Marketing. Okay,
yep.
Great. And Twitter, same thing?
Twitter is DesireeMKTG. I shortened up the marketing.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's Desiree Marketing with abbreviation.
Right. Okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, you know what? This was extremely valuable. Thank you so much. You know, it's always a pleasure, Desiree. So you have yourself a great rest of the day. And everyone, you be well, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Bye.